Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.
Dr. Scott Bryan is a senior lecturer and volcanologist at the Queensland University of Technology. He knows a little bit about the origin of this pumice. He's kindly with me now. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Jill. Well, thanks.
Well, okay, so we've got this pumice on our beaches here in the Hunter. Is there plenty of it on the beaches in Queensland?
Yes, we've had a fair bit up here. It first started arriving actually back in March last year.
Yes, look, the bloke I saw down at the beach here on the weekend, he said he was seeing it in June here on Hunter beaches.
Yes, yep. So we had a lot of pumice coming March through to July.
Where does it come from?
Well, this pumice has amazingly come from a volcano that actually erupted in July 2012. And the volcano is called the Harbour Seamount.
Can you just tell me whether, you know, it's cool for us to be picking it up and taking it home and popping it in the garden?
It's okay. Obviously, the pumice, when it's coming in, this actually looks quite black because it is covered principally in cyanobacteria, but there's a whole lot of barnacles and anemones. We're seeing corals, mollusks, crabs, algae, you name it, hitching a ride on the pumice. So it is actually quite smelly with all that. Those plants and animals decaying in the sun and on the beach.
Uh-huh.
But once you remove that, the pumice is fine and perfectly fine to have in the garden.
Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.